Welcome to the talk show for talkers from irishtalkers.com.
Welcome to part three of this week's talk show for talkers here on irishtalkers.com. And let me remind you, our email address is info@irishtalkers.com, and our Facebook page is the talk show for talkers. And it's the time when I hand the metaphorical baton or gavel off to Mr. Paul Imani. The pointless Mr. Paul Imani today.
Yes,
I feel embarrassed actually to be.
To call me pointless is interesting in a way. But look, let me. I'd like you to imagine that you're part of the international board of Toastmasters International, and your job is to think about the future of the organization and steer it in a direction which will be fit for the next, let's even say, 10 years. One of the things you'll want to be doing is taking certain initiatives. There are some changes required. You'll be wondering which ones to take. And in January 2019, an initiative was launched, which is called the Wow Factor Project. Now, I'm going to talk about one part of the Wow Factor Project. It doesn't really matter for the purpose of this what the whole Wow Factor project is. But I'm going to be influenced by Lark Dooley, who's the international president, who in her viewpoint, which is a bit like an editorial of the April magazine, refers to a club quality checklist. This is new. This checklist has been produced. And the idea behind it is that it will help in some way to improve the quality of club meetings, not just in the United States, not just in Cork, but all around the world. And that's a tricky business because you're presiding over, when you are on the overall strategic direction of the organization, you're presiding over clubs that are so different from each other and that have a whole lot of autonomy about how they run their clubs. But everybody knows that if you can have good quality club meetings, people will come back month after month, fortnight after fortnight, week after week. And this questionnaire, which is what it is, there are 47 questions in it. Now, a questionnaire can be used to gain the opinions of all the people in your club. You could get all the members in your club to fill out and answer the 47 questions. The questions are highly relevant. One section is to do with membership. Another section is to do with club meetings. Another section is to do with educational activities, and then there's a general one. So you've got four sections, 47 questions. And just to give you a little flavor of these questions, Moira and listeners, the very first question on under club meetings, it says, is your meeting location conveniently located, accessible and user-friendly? That's a pretty basic thing. You're not likely to have a really great meeting if people don't know, you know, where it is. It isn't in a convenient place. And so that's one. I'll just pick one other one. Does the meeting follow an agenda? To have a top-class meeting, I think we'd all agree, there really does need to be an agenda. And the agenda needs to be available to people before the meeting starts so that they know where they're at. Now, there's no point in me going reading out 47 of the questions. It's very easy to find it. And in the latest issue of the magazine, there is a link there, and you basically go to Toastmasters International and put in checklist, and you'll get it. Now, I had never taken things that I heard, like big checklists and all these initiatives. I have to admit, I've never taken them all that seriously. But I decided I would have a look at this one. And I did it. I actually, all of the questions in it are yes-no answers. And there's room for, you know, notes about recommendations of things you can change. But I looked at it, I filled it out, I spent, I don't know, 15 minutes. There were a number of them that I thought, I'll have to think a bit more about that. But then I decided, look, I'm doing this. Why don't I send it to our club president with a suggestion that perhaps this might be relevant to our club? Because it would be the president's job to put it to the club committee, for example. Shall we ask all the members in this club to complete this, give them back to us as a club committee, pull all the different answers together and come up with some type of a club improvement action plan? So I sent it to Eddie O'Mahony, not a member of my family, namesake, Eddie O'Mahony, and he responded very positively. He thanked me for sending it to him. And I had the impression that he was going to do something with it. Let me ask you, Moira, have you seen these 47 questions?
No, Paul, I haven't seen it because I don't yet have the April magazine, which is something that slightly upsets me.
Let me tell you that you don't need the April magazine. It is on the Toastmasters website. And not only is it on the Toastmasters website, but if you put in Club Quality Checklist Toastmasters into Google, it's public domain stuff.
Okay.
So it's there. And the more I think about it, it's, you know, an activity that everyone can do. And of course, if people don't want to fill it out, they don't have to. But it could be a sort of interesting way of drawing the club together and even making the club committee for next year, we'll say, have an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things our members have said that they want. Instead of guessing, instead of being over-influenced by one person who might speak more loudly than others, the quiet people who, you know, have as much right to have a good club as anybody
mm-hmm.
else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it might be worth doing.
I think that it's a very worthwhile thing to do. I did just Google it, and yes, I found it on the, came from the January magazine, actually. And it suggests that we do it as an individual and then share it with our club president at the next club meeting. I find that an interesting suggestion, rather than just directing it to the club committee for the club committee to do it themselves. But for the individual club member to do it,
the first thing is
really going to tell the club committee and the club president what the members are thinking of the quality of the club.
But how on earth can we get the members of our club, our clubs, to boot up the 47 questions, print it out, hand it to the club president at the meeting? I think the club president has to say at one meeting, hey, this thing exists. I think it's a really good thing. I'd love you to fill it out. Or else, you know, who could do it? The membership, the vice president for membership. Wouldn't it be naturally their job?
Yes, it could be. And it doesn't really matter who does it. I think at my next club meeting, I will ask our club president or our club officer for the meeting actually to ask our members to download this form and fill it out themselves. I think it's an excellent idea.
I could print the form for every member of our club at our next meeting and simply
hand it out?
Put it
you
on
could
the,
indeed.
Hand it out.
You could.
And the club president could then weigh in and say, you'll have been very surprised to see a little questionnaire on your thing. But I think it would be very good if the club president could say, the club committee have considered this and our recommendation, not just mine. I'm keen to get the ordinary club members to understand that they have a committee who works on their behalf.
Yeah, that's the key point, isn't it? The committee is there to represent the members, not to follow their own agenda, whatever that might be.
Exactly. So here we are. We're saying that Lark Dooley has done a very good thing, because anybody who reads her article in April will see that she's recommending it and she's given a link to it. And of course, if you're looking at the magazine online, I think you can just click the hyperlink and get there. And she's referred to other things too, but I won't mention any of those other ones this week, because I think it's quite good to focus in on club quality checklist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 47 questions. And the more I did, the more questions I did, the better I thought the whole thing was. And indeed, if there is, I like the way it's 47. You see, that leaves three extra questions to be added, because, you know, they're the what questions haven't been asked. But a lot of thought has gone into that, I think. It has been developed from something I don't know enough about called Moments of Truth.
Okay, you should know something about it, because you've attended club officer training, and Moments of Truth comes up in most club officer trainings.
Yes, the complication is that my memory isn't the greatest.
Well, that's true.
And indeed, my memory of club officer training is that it was a terrific opportunity to meet other people who were doing a similar job on the committee to myself, and enable us to do a little bit of networking. And it also provided people in the clubs with a terrific opportunity to practice doing a speech.
True.
And I think that there's even credit to be gained from making a speech at club officer training. Is that correct?
Yep.
But my personal view is that some of the, I shouldn't maybe say this, but I will, that some of the slides that I've seen used at club officer training can be improved, and have been improved, and will carry on being improved. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, but I'm not here to say anything about club officer training, except to say that I'm guilty of not remembering everything that was said there. I expect the club quality checklist will be item number one on the next club officer training.
And on that note, we'll bring this section to a close, and I'll invite you to come back to our next section, which will be published tomorrow. And we'll be talking about pathways, the new path, and some pathways resources.
Talkshare for Talkers is published every Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. Dublin time. Check on our website, irishtalkers.com, for more information.